Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at gcnlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Great to be with you here. We are live on Sunday nights. I have to apologize for being out again last week sick. I love the fact, though, that whenever I miss... I just get so many emails from people looking for the download of the show on Monday. That's just fantastic. Makes me feel good. I had an incident. I actually, up at the martial arts school, I substitute taught for a couple of days. Well, one of my friends was on a trip. And part of that involved me being around some younger kids, elementary age, middle school age, and I just don't know what it is. Maybe it's just that I recently turned 50, but for some reason, lately, when I'm around younger kids, I get sick. And yes, I use hand sanitizer, all of that stuff, but it doesn't seem to help. Maybe it's a fluke. I love kids, so I hope it doesn't turn out that somehow I'm allergic to kids, because I'm really looking forward to having grandchildren and not being sick during my elderly years as well. So, all right, good to have you with us tonight. We've got 2 hours of live radio lined up for you. In hour number two, my guest is Jan Miller. I call him the student loan terminator. And I'll tell you what's so cool about Jan Miller. He is someone, first of all, no one knows that people like Jan Miller exist. He's a student loan consultant. And everybody today, it seems like, has a grievance, a problem, a gripe about their student loan situation. And there's a bunch of new laws that are being enacted. I read an article today that Congress is considering a law that would allow your collection agencies for student loans, so those that are late on their student loans, it would allow them to use robocalls. Yes, those recorded obnoxious calls that usually debt collectors wouldn't be allowed to use under federal debt collection law. Well, they're considering a law that would allow that to take place if you owe money on your student loan. But here's the cool thing. There are so many strategies that you can employ to get your student loan payment reduced, refinance, get a lower payment, get a lower interest rate, lock in your interest rate, even get loan forgiveness. So if you're someone that is dealing with student loans, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's not just the young kids anymore. It's the adults that have gone back to college to get their master's degree. It's the grandparents that co-signed for the loans. It's really all ages, all socioeconomic strata. So don't miss hour number two tonight as we get into all of these different strategies that you can use to deal with student loans. All right. So a couple of things happened in the last week, which makes it really unfortunate that I didn't have a live radio show last Sunday night. So last weekend, I decided Michael Savage, the national radio talk show host, Michael Savage, he sent me a copy of his latest book. Now, this happened not by accident, but his prior book, Countdown to Mecca, I had done a little article on it, and he really liked my article, and he ended up posting it up on his website. This was 2 or 3 months back. And I don't know, it was tens of thousands of visits to my blog as a result of that. So Michael Savage has a brand new book out right now. It's called Government Zero. So his publicity people send me a copy of his book. I page through the book and I stumbled across a chapter about the Pope, which I absolutely loved this chapter. So last week, Thursday, Friday, I put together an article talking about Michael Savage's new book, Government Zero, and I focused in on this one chapter about the Pope. And so Savage, I published this on Saturday. I hear from Michael Savage personally over the weekend. He contacts me, I believe it was 3 times by email. We're going back and forth. This is Michael Savage personally contacting me, which is a big deal because I'm not, you know, one of those big name talk show hosts that kind of runs with the big dogs in those circles. So that was really cool. And then he puts my article about the Pope and about his book on the top of his website. So I'm now the top story on the michaelsavage.com website. And my blog is absolutely going up in smoke. It's still there. It's still on his website. It's not the top story, but the last that I checked, let me see here, it was right in the middle of the homepage of his website. So it's been up there going on, I think, what is this, like 8 days now? And if you go to his website, the Michael Savage website, you'll see the article. It has a picture of Pope Francis, and the headline is, "Will Michael Savage Get Banned from Vatican?" That's my article. It's sitting there right on the center homepage of michaelsavage.com. And of course, we love the traffic that is producing. So that happened this last week. And then something else huge happened. I have been working on it was going to be an ebook. And I decided, no, I don't want it to be an ebook. I want to give this away as a PDF download. I want to just give it away. So I wrote this report. It comes out to be about 18 pages by way of PDF, and it's all about how to drop cable television. And it shows you step by step how to actually use the internet to get free television. And this has been so incredibly popular. I put it online, and the last I checked, we're right at 2,000 people have downloaded that PDF, which has been only about a week or so that it has been up. And if you want to get that PDF, you'll find nothing like this anywhere. In fact, I looked all over Amazon. Is there a really comprehensive ebook, or is there a video over at YouTube? Which, by the way, I have a video over at YouTube talking about dropping cable, and it has 113,000 views, this video I did last summer. And so we put this report together, and it shows you step by step. For example, people know about something called the Roku device. There's also Amazon Fire Television. There's also ways to get kind of secret channels and use a Google Chromecast and get live sports and live news and all these little tricks that I have learned over the last 2 years since I dropped cable. And it really answers all the questions, like how do you get all of the free channels in your city, all of your local channels free? How do you get live news? How do you get live sports? How can you get news channels like Fox News, CNN, all of that? And I show you how to put this all together so that you don't have a cable TV bill anymore. And if you want the report, it's absolutely free. Just go to this website, dropcabletv.info. Check that out. It's an immediate download. Drop cable TV. I'm typing it in here just so I can double check it because we have had so much traffic to this link. Let me see here. It's not coming up now. Oh, there it is. There we go. Dropcabletv.info. That is correct. That will get you to the report. And if for some reason you can't get to it with that link, if you go to the blog, which is blog.christianmoney.com, you'll find the big article over there as well. All right, when we take a break, I want to talk about this a little bit more after the break, this whole idea of dropping cable TV. But then we're going to get into the bizarre story of this Fox Lake police officer who killed himself who was involved allegedly in an embezzlement scheme. All of that right after this break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, a little bit more here about dropping cable television, replacing it with free internet television. I'm not talking about just being able to watch TV on your computer screen. I'm talking about being able to put free television channels on your big screen television in your living room. And I have to tell you, I was just shocked this week. I got an email from someone who had downloaded this free report on how to drop cable TV. And they told me that they just got an estimate for the next year of what their cable TV bill was going to be. $2,700 is what it was projected to cost for them next year for cable TV. It's really crazy how much it costs now for basic cable television. And if you get any of the extra channels, I mean, who knows what your bill is going to be? I hear regularly from people paying well over $100 a month. But look, if you're somebody who, look, if you watch Netflix, you watch Hulu Plus, you want to watch your local channels, you want to watch some live news, you want to watch some live sports, there is a way that you can do this. And you don't have to really pay much money, if anything, to do this. And people don't know. In fact, one of the biggest responses I'm getting from people who have downloaded this free report on how to drop cable TV is, why isn't everyone doing this? If this is really true, Jim, why isn't everyone doing it? I don't know. I think it's just, you know, call it a conspiracy. People don't know that you can do this. And so it's totally legal, and you can grab that report, dropcabletv.info. Dropcabletv.info. All right. Wow. Let me mention one other quick thing before we get to this Fox Lake police officer. I also got another email this week, and I told my wife about this. I'm still stunned by this email. Gentleman who is a follower of my blog for a few years, and he took my recommendation to drop out of Obamacare and go with something called Christian Medical Sharing, which is a way that Christians get together and pool their money, and then we're able to legally opt out of Obamacare. For example, as a 50-year-old man, I pay only $190 a month for my coverage, and that's in place of having health insurance, which would cost me probably triple that, at least. And this email I got from someone who took my advice, went with Christian Medical Sharing, and they had an $80,000 hospital bill, and it was completely paid by the Christian Medical Sharing plan that we recommend. And if you'd like to find out more about that plan, there are three or four of these now, and there's one that I personally have been using now for going on 3 years and that I've checked out, and it's the one that I recommend. And if you want to get information on that, you can go to medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. If that's too long for you, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. Just go to my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. Go in the right-hand sidebar. There's a little search tool there. Just type in medical sharing, and you'll find it. Boom, it'll take you right to the article, and there's several articles, and then there's links in the articles that you can click on to get to the actual program I recommend. Again, the direct URL, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. All right, this is from Fox Lake, Illinois. You probably remember the news story from a few weeks back. The story was that an officer was pursuing three suspects, and he ends up being shot and killed. They never find the three suspects. Well, we just recently learned that the investigation into this whole matter is now, this is the allegation. I don't want to be sued here, so I'll just tell you what the news is saying. This is not me saying it. It's the news, and it's all the major news channels. I'm at CNN right now. What they're saying here is that investigators are saying that this police officer, his last name was Glinowitz, that he actually killed himself, Joe Glinowitz. The allegation is that he killed himself, committed suicide, made up this whole story about the three suspects he was pursuing. And the backstory on this is really remarkable. Supposedly, the allegation is that he was ahead of a local group, Police Explorers Organization. This is where young people get to learn kind of about the career of becoming a police officer. You might see this sometimes if you go to like your local county fair. You might see a young person, maybe high school aged, with an orange flashlight directing cars into parking spaces. These are the kinds of projects that they might have for people in the police explorers. Well, the allegation is that he was embezzling thousands and thousands of dollars from the police explorers group that he was in charge of. Apparently, there was a lot of fundraising going on, a lot of money flowing into that, and he was, the allegation is that he was embezzling money. It even gets more strange from there, because we now know, according to this story here over at CNN.com, that a local public official in the city there in Fox Lake, Illinois, was investigating the funds and what was going on with the Explorer program and the missing money. And there's even, in this article, there's even the suggestion that now deceased Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz was contemplating killing this city official to stop the embezzlement from being uncovered. And this is the allegation. Again, I'm not saying this. This is what is mentioned here in the report. And then it goes on to say that both Glinowitz's wife and his son are both now being investigated, because the thought is that they may also have been involved in this embezzlement scheme. This just leaves me stunned. This is like a Lifetime movie, except it's so bizarre, you would never watch this movie, because you would think, okay, really? A police officer kills himself, comes up with a fake scenario of three suspects he's chasing, then he kills himself, and then also that the backstory is that he was embezzling money for all these years, and that maybe his family members are involved, and maybe he was even considering killing a city official that was investigating the finances of the group. It sounds just too far-fetched. This would be a rejected script for a Lifetime movie, right? But this is what's happening here in the small town of Fox Lake, Illinois, which is just outside of the Chicago metro area. Just a fascinating story as it continues to develop day by day as more stories come out. And I'll tell you this, as a victim of embezzlement myself, and those of you that know my own story, I lost $2 million+ to my own accountant, who was my brother. And this was back a few years ago, and I ended up in bankruptcy because of this. But when we come back from this break, this is going to blow your mind. This guy says that he was one of the assassins of JFK on that fateful day in Dallas, but he's now getting released from prison. We'll tell you all about that. Stay tuned.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites.
termites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
I want to make a mention about our guest next week. I've got this book sitting on my desk, and my producer Ann dropped this book off earlier in the studio. And it's almost scary having this book sitting here because it looks so ominous. The book, the title is Secret Agent 666, and it's all about Aleister Crowley and the thought here that he was part of the British intelligence apparatus, and also his background in the occult. This is Richard B. Spence is the author, and he will be with us next week. This is a really nice book, though. A lot of pictures in here. And if you're somebody that's interested in Aleister Crowley, you don't want to miss next week's broadcast. We'll be discussing that for the hour in hour number two of next week's program. We talked about this story some months ago. There is a gentleman, he's in prison in Illinois, and his name is James Files. And he claims, and there was a documentary and everything done about this, about his claim. He claims that he was the man who killed John F. Kennedy in Dallas. And he has a lot of details to share. He says that he was standing on the grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, 1963. And he says he's the one that fired the shot that killed Kennedy. He also claims that Lee Harvey Oswald never fired a single shot. And he goes on here with just a lot of details. And he even gives a motive here. He says that the CIA turned against Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs invasion and plotted with the mafia to kill the president, fitting into all of the various narratives and conspiracy theories about the JFK assassination. So his name is James Files, and he's currently in maximum security prison in Illinois. But it says here, he's been moved this week from a high security prison to a less secure one in Illinois in preparation for his release next spring after 36 years behind bars. So he's in prison, not for JFK. In fact, many people don't believe his claim and are not sure whether they should just think the guy is crazy or he's just trying to sort of get his 15 minutes of fame. He's in prison for other crimes. I don't know what other crimes, but I'm sure pretty serious crimes. He's serving 36 years. That's a long time. He's probably killed someone or had some at least massive number of charges against him. 36 years behind bars, and he's going to be released in the spring. And it says here that he's sticking to his story that he did kill JFK. This will be fascinating to watch if he actually does get out of prison. He's not a young man, as you can imagine. He's 72 years old. But one of the things I think that will feed the conspiracy even more is if somehow he doesn't make it out of prison. But he's spilling the beans here, telling all the story. He's got all the details in the story, everything. He's got details here about Jack Ruby, about Oswald, about the mafia, the CIA, where he was standing on the grassy knoll. You can check this story out over at the Daily Mail. Again, his name is James Files, and he will be walking among us here soon. It says he'll be released next spring after 36 years behind bars. He'll be 72 years old. You got to wonder, unless he has family, which even if he does, he's probably estranged from his family, where's this guy going to go? He was in prison for 36 years. He gets released from prison, and he's sticking to his story that he's the one that killed JFK. Where does he go? Is he going to be cooking at Denny's? when you go to Denny's in the greater Chicago area next spring, look for this guy maybe to be making your omelet back behind the counter at Denny's. Which my apologies to Denny's. I love Denny's. I've just heard that that's sometimes where people can go to get a job when they get out of prison is Denny's, that they're always looking for people. And people deserve a second chance, right? But maybe not if he's really the guy that killed JFK. Maybe he doesn't deserve a second chance. And I'll tell you what, this story here is going to blow your mind. I follow this whole niche area of UFOs. And because it interests me, I'm just really interested by the idea of UFOs, and there's a lot of internet radio programs about UFOs. So here this is from the Los Angeles Times. Mystery light above LA brings fear, anger, and questions. And there's a picture of this enormous light that is shining across the sky. And this looks like it was taken on someone's cell phone. And there are all these people gathered around watching this enormous light. And so you think, wow, what could this possibly be? Well, it turns out that the Navy was testing a Trident II D5 missile. And apparently this missile was fired off and went right over Los Angeles. And I read some stories later this afternoon that there may be more of these tests. And now it's getting even worse. So you would think, okay, the big buzz, the big conspiracy theory would be, what is this thing? What if it really was a UFO? Well, I guess it is a UFO. If you don't know what it is, it's unidentified as far as you know. But it turns out that it is a government missile. And apparently these tests are going to continue all throughout the week. And it's very controversial. It's in a lot of the newspapers tonight, asking why the Navy did not tell the public. What did they think, that people weren't going to notice this? And now they're going to continue doing this. And apparently it's not just the light, but these missiles are actually noted here as creating quite a bit of noise and showing an orange tail of vapor behind them. Wow, this just sounds spooky. I read an article this afternoon, someone saying this is the beginning of World War III. I'm not sure I'm going to go that far with it, but they're saying that these missiles tests are sort of a harbinger of some major military conflict that is coming, and the U.S. is getting prepared for that. But apparently these missile tests are going to continue. So if you're someone that lives out on the West Coast, it's not a UFO. It is your own government, which makes me wonder how many times these alleged UFOs really are just some kind of super secret government project. But it makes you wonder why people weren't warned. I mean, this is kind of a spooky thing. I've had this kind of strange thing happen here where I live in Florida. I'll look up in the sky and see what looks like a rocket going across the sky. And I'll go on the internet and type in, go to NASA, or I'll go to our local news, and nothing. There's nothing about it. And a lot of these rockets are tested and they're not covered by the news. There's a news blackout and it's super secret. I remember not too many months ago hearing a big explosion over my house. And I mean, it was loud. The whole house shook one morning, and it was a rocket that had exploded, some kind of a rocket. It wasn't a secret one. It was a publicly known launch and the rocket exploded. And it must not have been too far from where I live. I was out in my backyard looking for pieces of it. But this is going to really freak a lot of people out on the West Coast to see this. And as much as this is in the news, I'm sure that the word will not get out enough that everybody figures out what's going on. And you might just have some people panic. What was it, 77 years ago? I saw this last week. The War of the Worlds radio broadcast, 77 years ago. So how many people out in California are already on the edge mentally? And now they're going to see this giant light, which has an orange vapor trail behind it, streaking across the night sky. And this is going to be continuing. So look out for that. All right, when we come back from this break, really, really sad story. A Texas judge gunned down right outside of her own home. And it looks like it was a hit. We'll tell you about that right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, this is a disturbing story here, and I hope I didn't say that this judge was killed, because she did not die, which is great. It's great to hear that she is in stable condition. This is from Austin, Texas. The search is on for a person who is responsible for shooting a Texas judge. Judge Julie Kocurek, best known for prosecuting former Governor Rick Perry, is now listed in stable condition after an unknown assailant attacked her outside her home Friday night. And I read a couple of other stories on this, and supposedly she was with a group of people, and she was the only one that was shot. And I'll tell you what, you wonder why this doesn't happen more, because think about it. If you're a judge and you've got all these horrible, crazy people that you have to sentence, I mean, can you imagine how many enemies you have if you're a judge and you're, you know, you're sentencing, you know, maybe dozens of people over the course of just a single week? This is also reported over at CNN.com. It says she is in a local hospital in stable condition. Austin police told reporters that they arrived within 5 minutes of the 911 call. She was taken to University Medical Center, and her injury was extremely serious, but she appears to be now in stable condition. And they go through some of her cases here, but the reality is they said it could be anything from someone she sentenced on a murder charge to someone she might have sentenced for shoplifting. Who really knows? Or it could just be some crazy person that's never even been in front of her court. We just don't know. They're still looking for the person. But in this day and age that we live in, where people seem to, in mass, have sort of thrown out the idea of respect for any kind of authority. And when we hear about a police-involved shooting, it's immediately assumed that the police officer is a bad guy and just shot someone for no reason. And it's really sad to see this happen to this Texas judge. We wish her Godspeed, and our prayers and thoughts are with her and her family. Well, you may have seen the news report a couple of days ago that more than expected, the jobs figure has recently spiked. I believe it was close to 270, 280,000 new jobs created in the most recent reporting period. And this is now leading to speculation that the Federal Reserve will be likely to raise interest rates in December. So what we all thought was going to happen in September, and it didn't happen because the Fed really couldn't find many signs of inflation. And I think partly that was due to the price of gas dropping so much. Because look, when gas goes up to $4 a gallon and higher, the price of everything goes up because everything has, you know, whether it's groceries or stuff you're buying at Walmart, whatever it is, the price of gas is part of that product, the cost of that product, getting that to your local store's shelves. With the price of gas now, like in our area, down to around $2 a gallon, I think that really took a lot of the inflation fear away. But now that we see a burgeoning employment market, at least this most recent report, there's wide speculation. It's probably more than 50-50 that the Fed will raise interest rates in December. So us financial guys, we now all go back to this mantra that we were telling you about all summer, which is if you're in the process of refinancing your home or you're thinking about doing that, you probably need to put your foot on the gas pedal, try to get that taken care of. Taking a look at other variable interest rate debts that you have. For example, if you have credit cards, the rates will probably go up. If you have student loans, which we're going to be talking about in our second hour, many people don't know this, but a lot of the student loans, most of them are variable rate loans. That means when interest rates go up, that the rate on your student loans could go up if you have one of those variable rate loans, which most people do, which means your payment is going to go higher. Or at a minimum, the amount of money going towards principal reduction is going to be reduced. So that's something to take a look at. And also, if you're someone that has a home that you would like to sell, and I've got a good friend of mine, he's been telling me for months, I want to sell my house, I want to downsize, I'm looking for a window to do that. And I had advised him, I said, look, you probably need to get out. If you're going to do that, you probably need to get out before the Fed starts raising rates. And I share that advice with everybody listening tonight. If you are looking for a window to sell your home, you might want to consider right now as a time to look at that. Nobody knows, of course, where the exact top of the real estate market is. But what we do know is that even the smallest increase in interest rates on mortgages will, in essence, make each home more expensive because most people don't pay cash. So when rates go up, it has an inverse effect on the value of homes. So maybe you have a house that's going to be sold for $250,000. Well, the guy that could afford the payment and qualify for it at the current interest rates for $250,000, if rates go up, say, 0.5% on mortgages, he might only be able to afford $225,000. So that's going to be his maximum offer to you. Now, I'm oversimplifying that a little bit, I'll admit, but that's how you have to think about it. That's how it works. As rates go up, the payments go up on mortgages. So as people get out there into the real estate marketplace looking to buy, their dollars don't go as far. So you don't have as much competition as you go up the price ladder. So if you're someone thinking about selling, this might be a good window to start, you know, talking to a real estate person, making a plan, deciding what you're going to do. I know it's coming up on the holidays here, not necessarily a super great time for you as the seller to sell your house. However, I will tell you, as someone that has worked in real estate over the years, that putting a house up for sale during the holidays is actually a really, really super smart thing to do. And I'll tell you why that is. One of the things that is big right now in real estate is what they call staging. This is where you might have someone come in and they take out all your old crappy furniture and they bring in rented furniture and they make your house look like a model home. This is especially done when a house is vacant when someone has moved away and someone can go into a vacant house and sort of doll it up and make it look wonderful to a prospective buyer. Well, there is no better time of year for that experience of someone to walk into a house and say, oh, I want this place. This is going to be my new home. They come in and they smell Christmas cookies baking, and they see the Christmas tree and all the stockings hanging by the fireplace. They want to buy your house. And so as much as it's an inconvenience for you, you know, it's not a bad time because your house is naturally staged, probably cleaned up, all kinds of decorations. You got the lights up. You got everything all cleaned up for the relatives coming to visit. So maybe not a bad time to think about selling. And we close out this hour with some breaking news on Bitcoin. Well, we haven't brought Bitcoin up on the show in a few months because there really hasn't been much to say about it. However, this week, Bitcoin jumped in price, went over $400, which some people might say, big deal. Wasn't it over $1,000 a few years back? Yeah, it was a couple years ago, but it recently has been down to like $200. So this move up to 400, everybody's saying, why? What's going on? And I'm not sure, honestly, what's going on, but everything I'm reading is saying that it's really just a tipping point. That is, that there are so many retailers now accepting Bitcoin that the demand for Bitcoin has built up to the point that the demand is out, is surpassing the supply, the current supply, and that's how we get higher prices. And folks are saying that this new high price recently of $400, that's sort of a new baseline, and look for the price of Bitcoin to go higher. I still have money in Bitcoin, not a lot of money, but I bought in at $12 on Bitcoin. So I'm not complaining about $400. Looks pretty good to me. All right, in hour number two, our guest is who I call him the student loan terminator, Jan Miller. We'll be talking all about student loans. So let your kids know, your kids that have all the student loans that are crying, needing money from mom and dad. This is the time. Call them up. Listen to this Jim Paris guy. They're going to be telling you how to pay off those student loans. In hour number two, stay tuned. This is Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.